What prompted my making the tape of Centralized Intercept was that I noticed a disturbing trend. The Bell system was systematically replacing all the Centralized Intercept systems with a newer system, AIS, Automatic Intercept System.
The number you have reached, 722-9999, is not in service. Please check the number and dial again.
Sadly, however, the new AISs didn't sound like that. Now, that was the voice of Jane Barbie, a very pleasant voice. And while it would have been somewhat of a loss for all the Centralized Intercept systems to be replaced with that, the emerging reality was far worse, because the new AISs, which were larger and covered a greater area than the original ones, sounded like this.
The number you have reached, 771-4521, has been disconnected temporarily at the customer's request.
The first one of those came in 1975 in Brockton, Massachusetts, and it was clearly the same AIS system that we had heard earlier with Jane Barbie. The new voice, however,
the number you have reached,
was a mystery. We didn't know who she was. We did know that Jane worked for a company called Autocron in Atlanta, Georgia. When I called Brockton AIS to ask them about their announcement machines, the information I got was somewhat confusing. The machines themselves said Wilcox Electric made for Western Electric. And as for who recorded the announcements themselves,
she's down in Georgia.
You know her name, the lady that recorded the announcement?
No, she's in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, I know she's down there. She's in Atlanta, Georgia.
The lady who records the announcements on most of the AISs, her name is Jane Barbie, and she's in Atlanta. But this one is different, and are you sure that yours came from...
Yeah, why do you say it's different?
It's a different voice.
Yeah, I was under the impression that it was the same one in Atlanta, because we had to send someone down to help her so that she could pronounce Worcester and... forgotten the other city that she had trouble with, and only in New England after that. She was saying Westchester, and there was another one. Now she's Leominster. That was the other city. But they had told me she was in Atlanta, Georgia.
Is Autocron the name of the firm she's connected with?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
So they claimed that it was a company in Atlanta, Georgia, and that they even had to send somebody down there to show her how to pronounce Worcester. Since the Autocron company is from Atlanta, I naturally assumed that they were using another announcer instead of Jane. And I wasn't too happy about that, the prospect of the new AISs coming out with this voice that wasn't Jane, with poor technical quality to boot.
The number you have reached, 222-2222, is not in service,
was chilling to contemplate. I did have a contact in the Autocron company who I could ask about this, however. So, in February 77, I did.
I didn't know there was another AIS lady.
Well, someone else did AIS in Brockton, Massachusetts, in Chicago, in Jacksonville, Florida. There's one in southern Georgia. There's one in southern Virginia.
Wait a second. I want to jot all this down, because I'm going out to Autocron tomorrow. I'll ask them about it. Brockton, Mass.
Brockton, Mass. There's one in Jacksonville, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
There's one in Chicago. There's one somewhere in southern Georgia. The Atlanta one still has you, of course, but
mm-hmm.
there's one, you know, like, serving Columbus and Macon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the unit itself is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's one in probably in Richmond, Virginia, and in a couple of other places like that, and it upsets me, because I don't want to spend the rest of my life hearing this other lady who's not as good do AIS.
And then you're a true friend. Thank you. That's very kind of you to say. I had no idea that there was any other company that was providing AIS service.
Yeah, well, it's either Autocron using somebody else.
Well, I'm sure it isn't, because I'll tell you, they have looked desperately for another female voice, and I've even tried to help them find the one, because let's face it, I could go get hit by a truck tomorrow.
And then they'd really be in trouble.
And they're hung. Yes, so it's just good business since they have more than one female voice, and I know they don't have.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Well,
I wonder if
there is another company who's in competition with us that we just don't know about.
Maybe the phone company has some other source. I really don't know.
I don't know. I really don't know. You know, the lady that used to do the time and temperature for Autocron, Mary Moore,
mm-hmm.
I'm I know that Mary hasn't done anything for them, and, well, I've been doing it for about 13 years now. I know Mary hasn't done anything, and if I'm not mistaken, I think they told me that there were none of her old recordings out anywhere, that they had recalled them all at this point and replaced them.
Oh, no. You want to hear the time in New York?
In New York?
Is that
not me?
No, she's still on it.
Is she really?
Yeah.
48:50.
See, there she is.
That's not me.
Yeah.
No, that is not I.
No.
Grammatically incorrect. Tell me this, how do you find out all these things? I know you're interested, but how do you find out that in some place in South Georgia or Jacksonville, Florida, that it's somebody else's voice?
Well, I play with phones, and in doing that, I've gotten appreciation for the sound of calls going through, and that's how I hit non-working numbers, and, you know, I'm very aware of Intercept. Are there several Autochron actual manufacturing places that make the drums rather than Atlanta? No.
It is strictly an Atlanta-based operation. Everything is right here, and they have field engineers who go all over and install and service these things.
Well, let me tell you this. There are several different takes of the different digits.
There are only two takes, because when we recorded the numbers for it, we recorded all numbers with what we called a neutral inflection,
right,
and we did one of each number in a falling inflection, depending on where the number would fall in the telephone number,
as to
whether it would be a level or a falling inflection.
Well, the digits 0, 1, 2, and 3 neutral inflections. There are two different takes in
regardless of where they fall?
Yeah, it's like... If you call on the New York AIS, they have two machines in each AIS unit, right? If you get one machine and you call the number 1111, the neutral inflection ones will be one take that, you know, it kind of goes 1111.
Yes.
And there's another take of it that goes 1111. In other words, there are two takes.
Sounds like it's running fast if it goes like that.
No, it's a definitely another tape of you saying it.
1111. 1111.
Now, I don't know whether they use some of the outtakes, but there are definitely two takes of certain digits running around. There are two takes of other phrases. The phrase in area code.
In area code.
And it's just made me think, you know, what's going on over there? I mean, you know.
I'm going to check this out. I didn't know that there were two machines. Number one. I thought there was only one machine in the AIS thing.
Well, each AIS has two machines, which each has a set of all the phrases.
They do?
Yeah, generally they make it.
How do you know that?
I visited AIS, I've seen it. But I also knew they were switching from one machine to the other because of those take variations. Amongst all the AISs and all the different machines, some have one take of certain phrases and some have another take.
All right. I'm jotting this down because I do want to discuss it with them.
This is all, of course, pertaining to the AISs that you do. I could play them side by side, and you'd see they're different takes.
In area code 212. In area code 215.
That's fascinating.
So I don't know, you know, this is what made me think that there was more than one Autochron office, and some had a set of slightly variating, you know.
No, there was only one Autochron, and everything is made right down here.
Well, I don't know what's going on down there.
Well, that's very strange. I know that, when they first put the one in here in Atlanta, the levels were just abominable. They were all over the place. As you just said, it would be like 2, 2, 3, 4, you know, not pitch-wise, but just the level was so varied with every little phrase that went into the message, and it upset me terribly. And when I told them at Autochron how horrible it sounded, they said, well, now, wait a minute, before you get all upset, number one, The machine is not even supposed to be in use until 1976. This was back in 75, and they said they're trying to get the bugs out of it. It's still sort of in an experimental stage, and hang in there and be patient. It is better now, but
it
was horrible when they first started with it because of the variance of levels, and that was the telephone company's baby then, you see. We had provided them with the tape and the machine and the equipment, but it's up to them to set the levels, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Evan, I'm going out in the morning, and I'm going to talk to the fellow who's in charge of the recording, and I'll sure get back to you.
Okay, that's it for the pleasant diversion. Coffee break's over. Let's get back to the harsh realities of February 1977.
The number you have reached, 771-7683, is not in service. Please check the number and dial again. 7-7-1-7-6-8-3.
Oh my God. I just had to sit down and record Centralized Intercept in all the major U.S. and Canada cities before that thing.
7-7-1-7-0-9-5.
By the way, the news did come that in fact it was another company in competition with Autochron. And it wasn't until much later on that I found out the name of the company.
Good afternoon.
This is Weathercron, the only completely automatic time temperature announcing system.
The present temperature is 43 degrees. Eastern Standard Time. 12 hours, 49 minutes, 5 seconds.
So it's Weathercron, not Autochron, but the Weathercron Company.
We put quality first.
Weathercron is the precision system.
No routine maintenance is required.
Well, how do you guys explain this?
2-2-2. 2-2-2-2.
Piece of junk.
What did you say, Fred?
This is Weathercron. At Weathercron, we're always happy.
Happy New Year!
Yeah. So, if I want quality in an AIS announcement machine...
Don't be a sucker.
Call Autochron.
Yes, their AIS announcement machine did sound lousy, but in fairness to the Weathercron Company, their main product, which was a time temperature announcing system, was very high quality, excellent in fact. It had a great announcer named Fred Covington, who sadly is no longer with us, and as of December 2004, an original Weathercron time temperature announcing system was still running in Ware, New Hampshire.
Good morning. Granite State Telephone always has time for you. The present temperature is 30 degrees. Eastern Standard Time. 12, 59, and 55 seconds.
Fred Covington is still on the U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock.
U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock. At the tone, Eastern Standard Time. 1 hour, 35 minutes, 5 seconds.
Hello.
Universal Time, 6 hours, 35 minutes, 10 seconds.
Hello.
U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock.
Kind of an inside joke there. And there's a Weathercron time announcing system for the SBC local phone company in California.
Good evening. At the tone, Pacific Standard Time will be 10, 28, and 40 seconds.
Another nice thing about the Weathercron Company is this. Back in the early 1980s, Southern Bell, the local phone company in Atlanta, was trying to introduce local measured service in what I and the head of Weathercron believed was a sneaky attempt to end or severely limit the world's largest toll-free calling area. Well, thanks to the resistance in Atlanta, which included Weathercron putting anti-measured service messages on their time temperature announcing system.
Good evening. Keep the camel's nose out of the tent. Say no to measured service.
The whole thing was overturned, and it ended up never happening. Also, as a public service, the owner of Weathercron would post announcements on the time number that would warn consumers about defective products.
Good morning. Don't get Arby's new bacon cheddar deluxe. It's greasy.
No, I made that up. That was an edit job on my part. However, this was real.
Good afternoon. Has your new Xerox copier been misrepresented to you? Call 455-8550.
Now, just as I feared, the new AISs with Weathercron announcements did end up blanketing the whole country except the southwestern Bell area, but not Canada. And I never did get to hear the female Weathercron announcer, whose name is Joanne Daniel or Daniels, speaking those New England town names with a coached New England accent. That is, until now, mid-2005, when a phone aficionado in New Hampshire who was listening to this webpage sent me a tape of what he recorded back then. This is a little distorted, but I think you can make out...
2-2-8-4, in the Manchester area.
In the Manchester area.
In the Manchester area.
No hard R there. They really did coach her. Too bad nobody has a tape of the outtakes. In Worcester, in the Leominster area. But anyway, that's what triggered my making the Centralized Intercept tape. Now let's get back to where we left off. We were making calls from Crossbar 5 lines that go out on a crossbar tandem in New York to a distant 4A to a step. This next example follows that pattern, Norfolk, Virginia. This particular one has two things in it which I'm not a big fan of. One is that 1975 recording text, which I dislike and wish were no longer in service. The other, well, I'll let that be a surprise. But here's a hint, it has to do with what I was just talking about. So here's Norfolk Centralized Intercept via Forest Hills, Norfolk Foray,
8048,
to a step with the SS Tones.
If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. We're sorry, you've reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again.
What number does it have?
855-0090.
The number you have reached, 855-0090, is not in service. In area code 804. Please check the number and dial again. 855-0090 is not in service.
Now there you have a part of the country that's in the transition already. The old intercept concentrator is still there, but so is the new AIS that's going to take it over completely. Now the reason the AIS report cut off in the middle
is not in service
is that the operator was still on the line listening to that, and after it started to repeat, she decided we'd heard enough and just disconnected. That went through the Norfolk Foray.
8048.
Had the trunks to Norfolk Foray been busy, Forest Hills would have used Richmond.
8042.
And if that were busy too, Forest Hills would have to go to New York 4.
2122.
Now, if the call did get to New York 4, New York 4 would have more choices. The first choice would be the Norfolk Crossbar Tandem.
8044.
Forest Hills doesn't have that. Then the Norfolk Foray.
8048.
Then Richmond.
8042.
And then the regional in Wayne, Pennsylvania.
2151.
Now my west side phone line uses a different gateway for the long distance network, called New York 6.
21249.
New York 6, unlike Forest Hills, just happens to have the Norfolk Crossbar Tandem, and so there's a noticeable difference between the way these two lines go out. Now on my east side line, you can hear it go out on the Forest Hills Crossbar Tandem. Ta-da-da. To the Norfolk Foray. Tick. But call the same place on the west side line, and it goes through not only a different gateway in New York, but a different gateway in Norfolk, Virginia, too. In this case, from the New York 6 Foray, tick, to the Norfolk Crossbar Tandem. Ta-da-da. So here's Norfolk Centralized Intercept on my west side line, via New York 6, Norfolk XBT
8044.
Do that same step. Please forgive the rotary dial. Enough of that recording. I whistled it off with 2600, and now the Norfolk Crossbar Tandem is waiting for digits, which it's not going to receive because I'm just going to sit here and let it time out to the recording in the tandem.
of a temporary equipment condition, your call did not go through. Would you please hang up and try again? This is a recording. 8044. We're sorry, but because of a...
Yikes, it's that lady again. Personally, I thought the older Virginia lady, the one they had prior to 1975, had more personality. Now, before they had to put that crappy text on the Norfolk Intercept, it sounded like this.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, you may stay on the line and an operator will answer. This is a recording.
That voice was actually a standard for the state of Virginia. The Norfolk Crossbar Tandem used to have it.
I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. 7034.
And if you left your phone off the hook in Culpeper, Virginia?
Please hang up and try your call again. If you need assistance, dial your operator. Please hang up now. This is a recording.
I don't know why, but there was something I always found interesting about the voices they would choose to standardize in certain parts of the country. Virginia was this.
Please hang up now.
New York was this.
Please hang up.
Western Texas was this.
I'm busy now.
Striking out again with the ladies, I see. Anyway, let's move on to Phoenix, area code 602, from my east side line, via Forest Hills.
21233.
Phoenix 4A.
6022.
To a step.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again.
Number 501, what number are you dialing?
254-0009.
254-0009.
Yep.
It's disconnected.
It's what?
Disconnected.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
It's been disconnected.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Did you hear the way she was cutting out? That's because New York to Phoenix is such a long trunk that echo suppression is necessary. And echo suppressors in the 1970s really weren't so good, and it's actually something that's gotten better since then, because they didn't have the digital echo suppression, and the only thing they could do was to sort of make it switch back and forth, giving precedence to one direction of the conversation or another, not unlike a bad speakerphone. When everything wasn't adjusted just right, and sometimes even when it was, you would get words being clipped like that. Now let's continue this routing pattern, but instead of going to a step at the end of the line, let's put a crossbar 5 at the end of the line. And while we're at it, let's take a break from centralized intercept and call some other things in crossbar 5 offices, like rings and busy signals. Hey, this is getting exciting. Anyway, I'm going to pick up my west side line and call a number 5 crossbar office in Syracuse, New York. I'm using the West Side Line for this because within New York State, it still has the original routing pattern. So here's a number 5 crossbar in Syracuse on my West Side Line via Bronx to the Syracuse 4A to the end office. The prefix is 451, now the ring. Had all the trunks from Bronx to Syracuse been busy, Bronx would have used...
Opening 4A5182.
That last call featured the ring, which is most commonly associated with number 5 crossbar. In Canada, there was another ring, which was found on number 5 crossbar a lot, and this next call to Centralized Intercept in Toronto demonstrates it. This was called on my east side line, and it went through Forest Hills.
21233.
The Toronto 4A.
4162.
To a crossbar 5.
I'm sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service. I'm sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service. This is a recording. I'm sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service. I'm sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service. This is a recording.
What number, please?
424-0000.
424?
Yep.
0000. I'm sorry, there's no such number.
Thank you very much.
You're
bye
welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
That call contained a classic example of a sound you would hear in the old network a lot, the sound of a 4A cutting through to a crossbar 5 office. It kind of goes tlup, tlup, and the reason for that is that the 4A goes tick, and the crossbar 5 kind of goes lup. So the 4A contributes its tick, the crossbar 5 then calls the marker, and together that makes a tlup. That ring is known as Canada Ring among phone freaks, mostly found in Bell Canada areas, although certainly the city and crossbar rings that we've been hearing up to this point were found in Bell Canada areas as well. Now, the sound of the 4A going to the crossbar 5 can vary quite a bit because the various elements, the 4A cutting through, the marker being called, the line being selected, the ring being started, can all be delayed depending upon how busy things are. So here's a quick sampling of this sound in the many faces it can wear. Each of these is an actual example of a 4A going to a crossbar 5, and they all have the tlup in common. Those are all fairly typical examples, and the tlup sound is only heard when the 4A is MFing to the crossbar 5, which is most of the time. But occasionally 4As will dial pulse or revertive pulse to a crossbar 5, and when that happens, it doesn't go tlup, but we'll get into that later. I remember back in 1972 when Captain Crunch put me on the 052 conference, one thing he said was, "You're on number 1 crossbar, aren't you?" And I remember at the time wondering how it was that he could tell, because step, number 1, and number 5 crossbar all can have city ring. And when you're calling in from the long distance network, it's not that easy to tell them apart. But I've just let you in on one key to identify the number 5 crossbar. This next call is to a number 5 crossbar with city ring, the same ring that could be used on a step or a number 1 or a panel. But you'll hear, right before it starts to ring, it goes plup. These calls are recorded from my Long Island home in June 76. That went out on Hempstead Crossbar Tandem to one of the Chicago 4As to the Crossbar 5. This next one goes out on Hempstead to a very distant 4A to a Crossbar 5. I have forgotten which one this was, but you'll hear by the long-haul carrier noise that it's probably someplace far, far away. Here's a call to Berwyn, Maryland, or nearby, which goes through the Washington, D.C. sectional center. Because the number is in Maryland, it has area code 301, but it's going through a 202 area tandem. For that reason, as Hempstead sends the call through, it sends all 10 digits of the number. So here's a Berwyn, Maryland area crossbar 5 via Hempstead
5166,
sending all 10 digits to Washington number 3 for a
2022.
To a crossbar 5. This goes to a supervision test. Notice how the subsequent flashes of the soup test have a tone applier added to them by Hempstead. That's all the Crossbar 5s for now, but we'll be back with more TLUPS later on. Finally, here's one more possibility. Here's a call to Kankakee, Illinois, from my Crossbar 5 line in Long Island, to Hempstead Crossbar Tandem,
5166,
to the Norway, Illinois, 4A,
8151,
to a number 1 ESS.
Recording. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you think you might have dialed incorrectly, please try your call again. May I repeat? The number you have reached is not a working number. Thank you.
What number are you calling, please?
3939.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No such number. Check your number again, will you please?
Sure.
All right.
Nice frequency inversion crosstalk there. That call was recorded with an open reel tape deck, and the signal-to-noise ratio is so good that you can actually hear the tones of my Crossbar 5 office communicating to Hempstead. You can also hear me talking to someone in the background through the earpiece. I'm going to play that part of the call again and crank it up really, really loud. And if you listen really carefully, you can actually hear my Crossbar 5 office sending 815-939-3939. You can hear little relay noises there that correspond to the Hempstead trunk flashing. And then you hear the actual MFs. It's not print through. It's the real thing. You know, I wish 100% of the recordings I'd made from home were high quality like that. But the good news is that I recorded extensively long-distance calls from my Long Island home going out on Hempstead. And we have only just begun to hear these beautiful recordings. The next segment is going to contain the most variety I can possibly come up with in about a half an hour. It will include routing patterns and switching types that I haven't discussed yet. I don't know about you, but I'm in the mood for variety and high quality, never mind knowing what's going on. And that's coming up next.